Hello, this is Greg Strickland from Louisa Christian Church, and welcome to Real Faith Today. On behalf of our congregation, we hope that you are inspired by our music team and encouraged and challenged by today's message from our pastor, Vincent Klug. Now that we're meeting again in person, today's message is from our worship service last week that has been edited for today's broadcast.
To more than one person and a camera, so it's really exciting. Let's pray. I'd love to open up. I want to start us off with a quick word of prayer. Would you join me? Lord, we invite you here this morning. Help us to open our hearts to you. Help us to hear your spirit. May our praise be acceptable in thy sight. Help us to worship from our hearts. Use this service in people's lives. Use the radio broadcast, use the video to preach your gospel, to reach people for Christ, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh,
Bibles. We're in Philippians. Still, I don't know if that's what you're thinking, but yeah, we're going through it in-depthly, which is exciting to me. Another thing that's exciting to me is something that's new to me is my garden. And so before I started the garden, you know what I did? I did what any person would do in our era. I went to the source, YouTube. I watched YouTube videos. What do you do to the soil? I thought I really knew gardening pretty well until I got in the dirt. Started breaking up that, what we call dirt here, the clay. Add some compost. Break it up. Add some other nutrients. Then I started to know what gardening is. And I'm still learning. And I think that's a lot like our relationship with God. We can know about God. We can know our Bibles and not know God. How do we know Him in a personal way? You know, as we look through the scriptures today, I like to start off by reading verse 10 of chapter 3. We could see Paul's goal in life. Paul, the apostle. Paul, the one who knew the Old Testament so well. He was a Pharisee. They had it memorized, the Torah. What? Really? He knew the Bible. He didn't only know it, he wrote most of the New Testament, right? And what does he say in verse 10? I want to know Christ. I want more of Him. I want more. You know, that song was so perfect, Good Good Father, because we're all searching. We're all spending our lives to have something filled, and nothing can fill it but God. God's the only one who can fill it. And it's so important that we realize it's a lifelong journey. Just like gardening is going to be for me, it's going to be a long journey before I start learning things. You know, how to get all the bugs, the critters from eating my kale. Okay? This is a problem. We need to know the Lord. And you can know religion. You can know, you can be busy. You can be active doing things for the Lord. You know, I was looking at John chapter 14. Jesus is talking to his disciples. This isn't too much before he was arrested. And he's talking to his disciples and he's telling them about who he is. Philip says to him, Lord, show us the Father. And that will be enough for us. And that word there, show, means like when we say, I want to see it. Not a visual see, an understanding see. Show, I want to understand it. I want to see a miracle, a vision of God. Show us the Father, and that will be enough. Look at Jesus' answer. Don't you know me? Philip, don't you know me? We've been together for 3 years. He was in the in crowd. He was one of the 12. They walked together. He saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. He was there when he helped kill the blind man and the sick and the little girl. Philip was there. He was busy. He was religious. He was doing all the spiritual activities, and he still did not see him. Do you know? The message that I was given, that laid upon me, was that our life goal would be to know God, to have a relationship with God, that we would know Him. Jesus' concern was that Philip knew that He was God. It's a concern of the Bible. You know, Jesus said in John 14:9, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The voice of the Bible is speaking to us today from beginning to end. Do you know me? Like Jeremiah wrote, this is what the Lord says, let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches, but let the one who boasts boast about this, that they know and understand me. Let us learn to walk with Jesus. Business of how to know him. There's a way. And Paul, he says in Philippians 3:13-14, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, I straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You can see in verse 12, he wrote, I want to take hold of him. as he took hold of me. Paul was on the road to Damascus when his name was Saul. He was persecuting Christians. He was zealous. He was the top Pharisee. And Jesus, if he was on a donkey, whatever the case may be, he showed up and said, "Why are you persecuting me, Saul?" Paul fell to the ground. And at that moment, Christ took hold of him. And now he says, "I want to take hold of Christ." I know no better example of this than the woman in Luke 7. Verses 37 and 38 read, this is an incredible story. Let me give you the background before I read it. So Simon's a Pharisee, not Simon the disciple. This is a different Simon, the Pharisee. He has Jesus over to his house. Okay. This is a big deal. Nicodemus went to see Jesus when? At night, right? In secret. It was a scary thing to go see Jesus, right? It was something that would offend the other Pharisees. Simon had him over for a meal. So, good for Simon. But while he's over, and back in those days, you could walk in when there was a rabbi teaching, and Jesus was probably on the floor. They were all probably sitting on the type of floor or some type of low couch. And this is what happened. "Behold, a woman of the city." So that's slang for a prostitute. "Who was a sinner. When she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him," Jesus, "at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment." This woman blew this house up. I mean, everybody's trying to look good. They're all trying to look righteous. This woman, to walk into a Pharisee's house when you're a prostitute, she didn't care anymore. She met someone, and she wanted to know him more. She grabbed her alabaster jar, which back in then was the ultimate perfume, the ultimate jewelry. It meant the woman was attractive. It was probably her life savings. She was going to anoint Jesus with it. And she did what any sane person would do, walking into the house of a self-righteous legalist. When she stood behind Jesus, started weeping because of his beauty. And she started to... she'd let down her hair. In that culture, if a woman let down her hair in public, she would be divorced. She let down her hair. Even today, if women let down her hair, that means they're coming home. They're going to get comfortable. It's like getting relaxed. She's letting down her hair. Are you willing to let down your hair with Jesus? Be vulnerable with him. Let him see you. Be like this woman, bringing her alabaster jar. "Jesus, all I have." It's not 10%. "All I have is yours. Thank you for this day, for this garden, for my family, whatever it is. It's all his." She understood that. Weeping, she began to wet his feet and wiped them with her hair and kissed them and anointed them with oil. And I love, Jesus didn't even hold back with Simon. You know, he says, he knew what Simon was thinking. And Simon's analyzing. He's trying to approach Jesus logically. He's saying, "If this guy was a prophet..." Because he's like, "Is this guy..." I'm thinking, he really was wondering, "Is this Jesus a prophet? Is he real? Is he a good teacher? What's he like? Is he an amazing... he's doing all this miracles. Well, who is this guy?" Well, if he was a prophet, he wouldn't know about her. He wouldn't let her touch him. He's trying to approach Jesus with his mind. You know what this story speaks to me? We need to quit just approaching Jesus with our logic. He's not a math problem to be solved. He's not a theology to figure out. You know, I've heard people say, "Well, I don't want to take Jesus too seriously. I don't want to be religious. I don't want to change my views. I don't want to accept the virgin birth or the resurrection. I don't know what I think about all these things." should I have to say to you? Here's what I offer to you listeners out there. So I offer to you here. Let that go for a second. Just ask him. Are you the one? Are you the one sent from God? John the Baptist is in prison. What did he do? He sent his men, his right-hand men. Go find out. Is he the one? He didn't ask Jesus, is this the right teaching? Am I doing the right thing? He said, are you the one? Drop all the other stuff. The message of the Bible is that God wants to know us. He wants to be our Father. Do you know him? The only reason we're not as close to God as we could be, the only reason Paul wasn't, Paul who knew the Bible, Paul who wrote most of the New Testament, is because of Paul, and because of Vincent, and because of you. It's us. We don't let our hearts open. We don't let our, symbolically, our hair down. We don't bring our alabaster, our what we treasure. You know, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a man who found a treasure in a field and sold all he had to buy that treasure. That's what we're missing out on if we don't get this. Do we know him? That's the message the Lord has for us this morning. I want to know you. Draw close to me. Here's the... Let me just capture this final thought in one sentence. Your heart opens from the inside. It's you. It's me. It's us. Let down your hair for Jesus. Invite him in. Walk with him. Join me in a time of prayer as we lift up some of our personal needs and some of our members and attendees that have asked for prayer requests. The prayer list on the back of the bulletin has been kind of started over. So please, if someone's missing, if someone needs to be on there, please let me know. Email me or text me so I can get them on. Let's pray together. Let's go before the Father. Oh, our Father in heaven, you are good. You are so good to us. Our hearts, we spend our lives searching for you. Maybe even now, we're still looking to be filled in other things. And you are the only one. And we thank you for Jesus, for showing us you through Jesus Christ. As Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so we do. We come before you and the name of Jesus and what Jesus did for us on that cross. Let that cross be to us more than a symbol. Let it be a life change. Let it impact us. Every time we see it, let us feel it more. We ask that you would impact us here today by your Spirit, and that you would use us in this community, in this world. We pray that this virus would be stopped, that it would be contained, there would be a vaccine. We pray for reconciliation in our world and for peace, for justice. And we pray for all those who are hurting, even those who are here, those who are listening on the radio. We pray for our listeners in the video. We pray that God would bless you and draw him to himself. Lord, help us to see you, that you are not a religion, you are not a system, you are not a math equation to be solved. You are our Father. Help us to understand what that means, that we can have a relationship with you through Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
On behalf of Louisa Christian Church, we hope that joining in on our worship service inspired you and brought you closer to God. We thank our sponsors for today's broadcast, and we thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. Special thanks to Butch and Sharon Duke, Derek and Sarah Waller, Catherine Neese, Mike Clevenger, and Dana Clue for inspiring us through their music. If you would like to find out more about Louisa Christian Church, or attend one of our worship services, or even sign up to receive our newsletter, please visit our website at louisachristianchurch.org. That's louisachristianchurch.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, Amen.